Hi, good morning, Emerson. How are you?
Good morning.
This is Nini Medina.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to return your call because I know you left a message and you mentioned that you had some other questions.
Okay, so we want to go ahead and do, try you guys out regarding the advertisement and all that stuff. But
okay.
I wanted to know, do you guys have some proof or website? Because the thing is this, it's hard to find, a company that actually
legitimate.
I can trust. Legitimate, yeah.
That's actually a real company. I understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, what I do is I send you everything in writing. I'm also, because we're talking on your cell phone, you get text messages, right, on this phone number?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to also send you our pricing page. Now, when you look at our pricing page, I want you to keep in mind that those are the original rates.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the rate that applies to you. And the package that you want to look at is the one that says Platinum.
So that's
the package that I offered you at $249 a month. I can also send it to you in an email so that you see that I mentioned the pricing being $249.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're based out of Fountain Valley, California. That's why I didn't answer the call when you called. We start at 7. So you're actually 2 hours ahead of us. We're always here 7 to 4, Monday through Friday, except yesterday was President's Day. So we actually observe the holiday. Typically, we don't take a lot of holidays off, in other words. But
yeah.
I just sent you the link. So this gives you background on us, too, and how we help you get found online. We have the Google Partner Badge that you'll see there as well. If you click on that, it's going to take you directly to Google's site. That's not something we can fabricate. We're actually a partner to them. So what that means is that our technicians are highly trained, certified. We've met Google's requirements, and that's why Google allows us to combine our services with their advertising.
Okay.
So I sent you that link so that way you can check that out. If you have an email address, I could send you everything in writing.
Yeah, my email is Emerson.
Okay.
EmerSON08.
Uh-huh.
And Lemus, LEMUS.
Uh-huh. Lemus?
Yeah, Lemus, as in L, as in Luz, E, then M, as in Moses, and then E-S.
U, and then S. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's at gmail.com.
Okay. And you didn't have a website, right, Emerson?
No, we don't have a website. It's like I'm telling you, really, really, we don't use it because the 80% of the people.
Word of mouth, right?
Yeah. Everybody really, what people care about is just looking at, they just want the cheapest stuff on the market because I do garage stores. And garage stores, they have increased a lot over the years. So. Really, customers, what they're looking for is, customers, really, what they're looking for is just good pricing, and somebody that's reliable.
Good pricing and quality work, too, because you can't just hire anybody. You know what I mean? Like, and this is what, I don't know. I know there's a lot of people like me and there's others, they're just looking for the cheapest price, right? But for me, what I look for is the quality of the work because you could charge me X amount of dollars and it could be a cheap price and you could undercut your competitors. But at the end of the day, is your work going to be quality work? Because I don't want to have to call someone out to come and fix what you didn't do correctly or have you come back out again and fix it. Do you see what I'm saying? Especially with garage doors. I mean, you're talking about people have to get out to get to work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if your garage door ain't working, right? Or even if you're just trying to beautify the home, upgrade. There's so many things going on, right?
And I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that, and that's the reason why in Facebook Marketplace, we have over 50 reviews and we're actually
that's
a five-star company. So,
we're
a five-star company. So we know what we're doing, and that's the reason why we want to expand. Have a technician that keeps busy. But I just want more work, to be able to help out, another guy that is looking for work. So
exactly.
That's
how's the Angie's working right now? Because I know you have a listing on there, right? The Angie's?
Yeah. Well,
how's that going?
Angie's List?
Uh-huh.
I don't do Angie's List. I only do solely Facebook Marketplace. That's all that I do.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was that something before that you had in the past?
Yes, I started Facebook Marketplace, I think back in 2018, 2019, somewhere around there.
Right, but the Angie's, was that something like a while back, or
It was a while back. I attempted it. But the problem with that is that Angie's is tough to be able to get customers, because the issue is that if you don't have reviews, people are going to overlook you. You know, I mean, if you're starting out, it doesn't really make sense because you're not going to get any calls. You know, you're going to be charged clicks, you know, and people are just, you know, ignoring you, basically, in other words.
Yeah. I get that. Okay. I sent you the email, and it would be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. It'll say Google and Facebook Marketing in the subject part of the email.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
I got it.
All right. Awesome. And that's everything there that we're actually including in that package, along with the website as well. Because having a website is like having a menu at a restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. It just makes people more inclined. I mean, they get to see the quality work that you do. They get to learn a little bit more about your company. And that's really what websites are for, right? I mean, I know some people have these fancy-wancy websites.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like at the end of the day, if I'm going to go to someone's website, I just want to check out their work or just read a little bit more about their company. They might have a coupon deal on there or something that I want to grab, right?
Yeah,
so that's
what
websites really are for. So, you know.
Okay.
And they also, too, help with the ranking as well. At least the websites that we create will also help with your ranking. And we can even add videos on there. Like if you took a video of, you know, a project that you did, we can also implement that, too, on the website. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All of that is included. Then let's give it a shot.
Okay.
How do we start? How do we start? Did I already write everything?
Yeah. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to send you a second email, and it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And all that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system. So you'll be able to also track your results with us and not just taking our word for it that it's working. So I'm sending you an example of that. Now, you already have my number, Emerson, but always keep that for your records. I am what's considered the lead on the account, but still save my information.
Okay.
You're going to also have a team that's going to be dedicated to your account. So any time that you have an update, you have a change, or even a question or a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. And as I mentioned to you, we're always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, which for you, we're always here 9 to 6, okay?
Okay.
So let me send you that number. I suggest that you save that 877 number under your contacts as Local Splash, so that way you always have that number, okay?
The 877, 635-6225.
Save that in your contacts under Local Splash. Okay, so if when you call that number, you need to make a change, an update, you got a concern or question regarding your account, you contact customer service. You call that number, just follow the prompts. If you need to speak with me, right, then you would just hit extension 623. But from here on this point regarding your account, the team's going to take over. But I'm still here. You know what I mean? I don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Except for today. Later on, I'm actually leaving within the next hour because my husband has a procedure, so I'm hoping it's a quick one and I can come back to work because I don't like to work. I'm a workaholic. Okay. Now, Emerson, you spell your name E-M-E-R-S-O-N, right?
Correct, correct.
And your last name, is it Limas? L-E-M-U-S.
U-S.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the phone number that should be listed for the business, is that going to be the 281-451-2392?
That's correct.
Okay. And that's the best number for us to contact you as well, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, the company I'm currently showing, and I want to confirm that this is the way it should read, Limas Garage Door Services. Is that
correct? That's
correct. Okay. Now, have you ever attempted to PIN verify the business?
So what again? To
PIN verify, like have you ever started the process on that, PIN verifying the business on Google? You've never tried that process, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
So Google's going to send out a PIN code to you in the mail, and it's going to almost look like a postcard. The PIN code's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. What address do you want them to mail it to? Because they're going to send it by mail. Typically, people use their home address.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
I do show an address that popped up with your business. Associated address is 14333 Philippine.
No, that's not it. Yeah, that's not it anymore.
Okay. What's the address that we're going to have them mail it to?
It's going to be 14806.
Uh-huh.
Pyatt Drive. It's going to be P as in Paul.
Mm-hmm.
S in Apple. Y as in Yo-Yo. E.
Uh-huh.
Double T. E. Drive. And it's Houston, Texas, 77040.
P-A-E, I think I'm spelling it wrong. P as in Paul, A, E as in Edward, T-T-E?
Okay, so yes, it's going to be P is Pyatt, Pyatt Drive. So it's P-A-Y.
Oh, P-A-Y, uh-huh.
E, so it's going to be P as in Paul, A as in Apple, Y as in Yo-Yo. Then it's E as in Emerson, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, E as in Emerson.
Got it. Mm-hmm. 77040 is what's
correct.
Coming up, Houston. Okay. And mm-hmm. we're going to hide that address so that it doesn't show on Google. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as the billing, the card that you're using today, Emerson, is that card in your name, the business name? Does it have both? What's the name on the card?
The name on the card is going to be Emerson Lemos. The same.
Okay. No
name.
Middle initial, nada C, right?
Nothing
just your
like
first and last name. Okay, mm-hmm. same billing address, the 14806
yeah.
Pyatt
same
Drive.
Name.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
And what's the card number when you're ready?
The card number, where's my wallet, actually? I left it in the car.
No worries, take your time. Take your time. It's okay.
I think I'm going to have to give you my virtual card. Give me one sec.
No worries. Take your time.
Okay, so yeah, for some reason, I forgot my wallet at home, and I don't even have it here with me.
Okay. Okay. So, do we need to schedule a call back?
Yeah, I'm going to call you back.
Okay.
If you don't mind, I can call you back tomorrow, because I don't know if today I'm going to have the time to be able to do it.
Okay,
that's
fine.
But for sure tomorrow, is my wallet is actually at home. But,
okay.
And I'm at work. But, if I'm able to get my wife to bring me the wallet, I will give you a call back
yeah.
today.
Okay.
Do I need to call that number that you gave me?
No. So, as far as creating the account, you and I are going to create that together. So,
okay.
If you get the card later on today, remember I'm going to step away. Either way,
mm-hmm.
if you can do it today, even if I call you after hours, that's fine because I take my laptop with me home.
Okay.
So what you can do is call me or you could even text me, leave me a message or whatever. Because even once I get back from my husband's procedure, even if I'm calling mm-hmm. you after hours, I can call you after hours. We can set it up or we do it tomorrow, whichever's going to work for you. Because I'm hoping
okay.
his procedure is not all day long and then I come back
gotcha.
to work. But either
so,
way,
so
just leave me a
that,
message.
So this number that you're calling, the 9940, I can call back at this one?
You
directly?
Can call that number. The only thing is that you'll reach our customer service department. So you just got to tell mm-hmm. them, hey, can you transfer me to Nadine's voicemail or transfer me to Nadine, and if I'm not here, just leave me a voicemail message. Because
okay.
either I'm on another call or I haven't gotten back yet.
Okay.
But
sounds
either
good.
Way, I'll return your call, even if it's after hours, just to let you know, hey, I got your message. Okay?
Okay. Sounds
All right.
good.
Awesome.
Then I'll do
that. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.